This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Carlson Fish Oils. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, which support cardiovascular, brain and nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to shelf. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity, and they're available in soft gels and liquid form. For more information, go to CarlsonLabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, a second hour of Intelligent Medicine for many of you. And we'll continue to take your phone calls, 877-726-8255. The lines are open, and you can call us with questions about vitamin supplements, exercise, your health quandary. Anything is fair game, because we're live. I'm in the doctor's office, able to answer your questions, 877-726-8255. And meanwhile, we have lots to talk about because the flu is raging. Epidemics in 49 out of 50 states. For some reason, Hawaii relatively spared. Maybe it's all that sunshine. You know, all that sunshine results in more production of vitamin D. And as a result of higher levels of vitamin D, perhaps folks in Hawaii are less likely to come down with the flu. That's an important preventive. Cold temperatures in Florida may have prevented folks from going outside in a traditionally sunny part of the country. It's been a cold winter, and perhaps people's vitamin D levels are dwindling, but it's a virulent form of the flu. And the bad news is the vaccine that was developed in anticipation of the flu, the forecast was off, and they missed the boat. And so this vaccine is only about 10 to 30% effective, according to estimates. And they're still telling us to get the flu shot because it might help. And, you know, even if you do get the flu, it's going to be less likely to be a severe flu. You know, I have to say that I haven't seen any research on whether the taking or not taking of the vaccine attenuates the flu when you get the flu. I really don't think that some of the people who are high up in the CDC and health authorities who are making that claim can back it up with studies that show that taking the flu shot, even if you get the flu is going to be less severe. I mean, theoretically, I mean, certainly that it's intuitively makes sense, but I'm not sure that there are any studies that support that. So by what measure can you reduce your likelihood of getting the flu in a way much more effectively than the flu shot? Well, you know, we often talk about nutrition. We talk about just the aforementioned vitamin D, various immune supportive nutrients, AHCC, vitamin C, zinc, selenium. These all play a role in our bulwark against viral diseases. And we want to make sure that our nutrition is optimal. But here's a very simple measure. Yeah, there's hand washing with warm water and soap. And, you know, when I work out in the gym, I always swab down the equipment that I'm working on, you know, on a treadmill or on a elliptical or on a exercise bicycle, you know, as a courtesy. I just, you know, afterwards, I just swab it down. Maybe I should do it before so that the person who was before me, who didn't follow the etiquette, doesn't transmit something to me. But I'm just not, you know, a clean freak. I don't have OCD enough to do that. According to a 2008 study in the International Journal of Infectious Disease, masks, wearing a mask is effective at preventing the spread of viruses. Now, until that 2008 study, it wasn't clear that masks made a difference. But we're talking about, you know, the surgical masks, those, you know, hospital masks that people sometimes wear. And sometimes you see people in the subway. And, you know, I have to say that there's a higher preponderance of Asian people who wear masks because maybe that's culturally something that's acceptable over there. Here it's considered perhaps a little weird. Or perhaps, you know, because of the intensity of viral outbreaks in crowded Asian cities, that people are more used to wearing those masks. But those masks actually make a difference, according to studies. Family members of children with flu-like illnesses who use the masks properly were 80% less likely to be diagnosed with the illness. And surprisingly, the difference between types of masks used was insignificant. So you can just use the cheap paper masks, and if you use them appropriately, you can reduce your risk. Another study published in the Annals of Internal Medicine reported similar results. Researchers looked at 400 people who had the flu. They found that family members reduced their risk of getting the flu by 70% when they washed their hands and wore surgical masks. So these face masks are fairly loose-fitting, disposable masks. They just, I mean, you get them at the local drugstore. They're cheap. They're disposable. And they prevent large droplets of bodily fluid that may contain viruses from escaping via the nose and the mouth. Well, there's a new kind of a scary surprise about this year's flu epidemic. They just released information that it's not sneezes or coughs necessarily that transmit the flu. The flu can be transmitted just in your normal breath. So you just get up close and personal with someone or share airspace with someone who's got the flu, say in a crowded bus or subway, and it's up there. The flu virus particles are escaping with each breath. And part of the problem, too, is that, you know, you want to, you see somebody's coughing and sneezing, so you move to the other side of the subway car. Obviously, you recognize that they might be a source of contagion. But the problem is the flu is communicable several days before you actually come down with the symptoms. So that is a particularly insidious part of that. So I guess what it calls for is we should all be, you know, walking around wearing those masks. And lest you be, you know, accosted by Homeland Security or by the local police department for concealing your figures. You know, maybe they think you're about to knock off the corner bank because you're wearing a face mask. But, you know, here's some guidelines for proper mask wearing. Wear a face mask when coming within 6 feet of a sick person. Position the strings to keep the mask firmly in place over the nose, mouth, and chin. Try not to touch the mask again until you remove it, because by touching it, you might transmit virus. Wear a face mask before going near other people. If you have the flu, yeah, do me a favor. You know, do us all a favor. If you've got the flu, wear a face mask. You know, if you're, and if you, especially you go to an emergency room, you go to a doctor's office and you got the flu and you want to be treated, wear a face mask. Because you could get the whole practice or the whole clinic or the whole hospital coming down with this. And if you have the flu and need to see the doctor, wear a face mask to protect others in the waiting area. Thank you very much. Consider wearing a mask in crowded settings if the flu is widespread in your community or if you are at high risk for flu complications. Okay, we'll give you a pass, even though you may look weird. And when you're done wearing the mask, throw it away and wash your hands. Don't reuse the face mask, okay, because it can be kind of a germ trapper. And then, you know, you just put it back on your face and boom, you're transmitting the virus. Also, keep those errant fingers away from your nose and eyes. Often people unconsciously touch their face, so be a little more mindful about that common way of transmitting the virus. And you know, this year, I got to say, flu shot. You know, year after year, I say, you know, I really can't get behind it because it, even by their own admission, this year, it's not making that much of a difference. The lifestyle and nutritional strategies and perhaps wearing a mask can help break the back of this current epidemic. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-8255 is our number. We'll be right back with more of Intelligent Medicine.
Do you know there is a silent killer living among us? High blood pressure. It affects nearly 1 in 3 Americans and is a primary risk factor for stroke and heart attack. The CDC estimates that almost 20% of those with high blood pressure don't even know they have it. That's not surprising, since high blood pressure or hypertension is often symptomless. Research studies have shown that a daily dose of aged garlic extract can safely and effectively help to reduce blood pressure, as well as benefiting a number of other cardiovascular risk factors. And the most researched and highly respected aged garlic extract is all-natural Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Odorless and organically grown, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract has been clinically tested to support blood pressure and cardiovascular health. So, along with getting your blood pressure checked regularly, get Kyolic Formula 109 for blood pressure and cardiovascular support today. Available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere.
You're listening to Intelligent Medicine, brought to you by yours truly, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Take advantage of everything Intelligent Medicine has to offer. Just go to drhoffman.com. There you'll find cutting-edge articles and resources vital to your health and wellness. Subscribe to the podcast and newsletter to keep Intelligent Medicine content flowing all week long. Also, go to drhoffman.com and click on the store to buy your supplements via our convenient internet portal. We only stock the very highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere, the very same supplements I prescribe to my patients. Finally, become a patient of my practice. I will personally perform an extensive workup on you, applying all of our intelligent medicine principles. Or make an appointment with Layla Mudin, our nutritionist. She'll provide you with expert advice on diet and supplements. Get the intelligent medicine experience. Go to drhoffman.com. drhoffman.com. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. And I want to welcome Health IQ, an insurance company that helps health-conscious people like you Intelligent Medicine listeners, to get lower rates on their life insurance. So Health IQ believes the best way to improve the health of the world is to celebrate the health-conscious rather than penalizing those who are not. Go to healthiq.com/Hoffman to see if you qualify for lower rates. That's healthiq.com/Hoffman. And our number is 877-726-8255, but we have a call from John who weighed in on our website with a recorded call, so let's hear from John.
Hello, I'm a wellness director at a retirement community, and I work with quite a number of Parkinson's patients through the Rocksteady Boxing program. I'm interested in more information on the ketogenic diet, possibly some reference material to give to people, a simple explanation of what this diet entails, and some of the recommended foods. If you could answer that question for me, it would be great. Thank you.
Okay. Well, you know, that's interesting to talk to a health professional who deals with the Parkinson's patients in a lifestyle fashion, because current treatments for Parkinson's disease are, at best, only temporizing. They may slow the progression of the disease. They're not curative. And, yeah, we're working on better ways of dealing with it, with surgery, with implants, you know, electrostimulation in the brain, with stem cells. So that's a ways off. It's interesting that he works with the Rocksteady Boxing Foundation. Recently, I think that was featured on, I believe it was 60 Minutes. And what they show is that individuals who have Parkinson's who deal with certain types of repetitive exercise can maintain fitness and balance and mobility far longer than people who just kind of surrender to the progression of the disease. And again, it's not a cure, but it really enhances the quality of life and mobility of Parkinson's sufferers. So I would recommend very highly that individuals with that condition look into Rocksteady Boxing. That's one way. Also, there's a type of cycling exercises that really make a difference. It's an assisted cycle. It's like where the cycle is, to describe it, it's kind of motorized. So it actually moves, and you apply some of the pressure, and it provides some of the movement. So it kind of keeps you, one of the problems in Parkinson's is that people have kind of a freeze-up. And if they practice moving through that freeze-up, as on a stationary bicycle, they can ameliorate some of the problems. And it helps to keep people more fit as well. So, ketogenic diet for Parkinson's. Okay, well, it's based on the principle that the brain preferentially uses ketones as a fuel more efficiently than it uses glucose. And so the ketogenic diet has been suggested for many neurodegenerative disorders, including Alzheimer's. There's also, you know, the book that talks about limiting carbohydrates, the book that kind of launched this whole theme of low-carb dieting for brain disorders, which is called Grain Brain. But this diet goes beyond eliminating gluten and grains. It involves major reduction in carbohydrates. So where do you get your fuel from? You get your fuel from fat. And fat gets translated into ketone bodies, which are more efficiently utilized by the brain. The brain generally relies on the metabolism of glucose for its energy. But ketone bodies, which are produced when following a ketogenic diet, are also a fuel and a very, very efficient fuel. They're also, a ketogenic diet of this kind is sometimes used for seizures, which don't respond to medication. You know, this is a big problem, and especially sometimes in children. They, you know, the very heavy duty medications interfere with growth and development. And so, a diet, even a very restrictive diet, is preferable to control seizures. And it's actually been very well established that a ketogenic diet can help. So, there's a growing body of evidence that the ketogenic diet can be neuroprotective. They may have antioxidant effects. They may have an impact on mitochondrial function, making the mitochondria of the part of the brain that controls movement more efficient. In terms of human studies, I mean, there's some animal studies. Very small study. 7 patients with Parkinson's disease volunteered to follow a ketogenic diet for 28 days at home. And it was a very, very stringent diet. It was 90% of calories as fat. So it's really hard to comply with. Just 2% from carbs, almost no carbs, and 8% from protein. And they adhered to it for 28 days. Only 5 out of the 7 managed to complete it because it's very hard to stick to such a strict ketogenic diet. But there was improvement. There was meaningful improvement in resting tremors, freezing, balance, gait, mood, and energy levels. And so what they propose is that for future research, they place patients on less restrictive forms of the ketogenic diet for long-term compliance and to see if that works. Now, resources for ketogenic diet, I've actually done several podcasts on ketogenic diet, in particular ketogenic diet for cancer. And so ketogenic diet information is out there. There are books and websites that list the foods that are permissible and not permissible. I do think that it requires input from a trained nutrition specialist to properly implement a true ketogenic diet. So it's not something that's easily followed. I mean, you can take a stab at it, but to truly undertake a ketogenic diet, I would suggest consulting with a nutrition specialist, such as our very own Layla Mutin, who's a nutritionist I work with at my practice in Manhattan. We've talked about the ketogenic diet in some of her podcasts, and she's equipped to provide people with the resources and the guidelines for sticking to such a challenging diet. Thanks for your question. All right, our number, 877-726-8255. We'll be right back with more of Intelligent Medicine.
As an Intelligent Medicine listener, you know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, professional grade, and effective. But vetting your sources and tracking down the exact products you need can be a hassle. That's why I use Fullscript as my online dispensary, so I can send you, my patients and listeners, the exact products you need straight to your door by speedy delivery. We only stock the very highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere. The best part? Fullscript sends out refill reminders when you're running low, so it's totally effortless to stay on track with your supplement protocols. Go to drhoffman.com and click on the store to create your Fullscript account, or ask your healthcare provider to sign you up for Fullscript. If you are a healthcare provider, sign up for a free Fullscript account at fullscript.com/intelligentmedicine. Fullscript is the most trusted source for professional-grade supplements. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant, and they offer world-class support. Get started at drhoffman.com and click on the store.
Stop breathing right now. No, really, hold your breath. This is how it feels when you're stuffed up due to colds, flu, pollen, dander, post-nasal drip, or any other reason. That's when you need clear saline nasal spray, the only spray with the power of xylitol. That simple saline solution you're using is only doing half the job. It's just rinsing. In multiple research studies, xylitol has been shown to reduce bacterial adhesion and help keep your nose moist and clean much longer than saline alone, making Clear more effective at washing away that nasty gunk in your nose. Clear is so powerful, it's been granted over 11 patents. So step up from that wimpy saline spray to something that actually works faster and better at getting you the relief you need to start breathing now. And if your doctor isn't talking to you about Clear for your congestion, maybe you need to get a new doctor. You don't just rinse your hands. Why would you just rinse your nose? Clear saline nasal spray with xylitol. Available at Walmart, CVS, Whole Foods, Rite Aid, and everywhere else. Or clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Now go wash your nose.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. And here's an item for those of you who suffer from frequent fatigue. We frequently talk here about the only nutritional formula clinically proven to reduce fatigue, whatever the cause, whether it be age, illness, or just being run down. It's NT-Factor from Nutritional Therapeutics. Now, clinical trials have demonstrated that NT-Factor reduces fatigue by almost half, and it has anti-aging effect. It works primarily on the mitochondria, which are the energy powerhouses of the cell. NT-Factor is available in ProPax, which is a one-stop shop for all your daily nutritional needs. But a while ago, I suggested Nutritional Therapeutics that some people may want to keep their favorite multi and or fish oil or probiotic and still harness the power of NT Factor alone. So healthy aging was born. It's the perfect accompaniment to whatever supplement regimen you're already taking, providing you with unique energy support of pure NT Factor in a potent delivery system. I don't go a day without taking it. I've been taking NT Factor for years, and now with a 45-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. So order ProPax for healthy aging. I consider it the basis for any rational program of supplementation. Call 800-982-9158. That's 800-982-9158, or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. Okay, so this item, headline, 3 tablespoons of this oil every day could lower your risk of heart disease. So what's this all about? Well, they did a trial comparing the effects of olive oil versus unsalted butter, which is certainly an oil, versus coconut oil, 3 tablespoons of each. This is part of the BBC Two series, Trust Me, I'm a Doctor. So this is not a formal scientific study. It was more like a survey. But they did compile data during this, and the results are interesting. So what would you expect? Well, according to the American Heart Association, the 2 out of the 3 could kill you, and 1 is okay. So the butter is bad, that's saturated animal fat, and the coconut oil is not much better, it's saturated vegetable fat. So the volunteers took 3 tablespoons of each in 3 separate groups for 4 weeks. And researchers took blood samples measuring LDL, HDL, and overall cholesterol. After 4 weeks, the professors were surprised by what they found. As expected, the butter group experienced an average rise in LDL cholesterol of around 10%. But interestingly, the HDL cholesterol also went up by 5%. So, you know, the problem with these studies is, you know, we say, well, butter increases cardiovascular risk because it raises HDL. Well, I recently interviewed Dr. David Diamond, who is his handle on Twitter is LDL skeptic. And his belief is that even elevated LDL, and he's analyzed the studies very carefully, is not so highly associated with cardiovascular risk, and that LDL is merely a transport protein that moves cholesterol around. And, you know, having a higher level of LDL may simply mean that you're shuttling the bad cholesterol away from your arteries. So nonetheless, they found that the butter caused a rise in the LDL cholesterol of 10%, which you can infer would be bad, but you'd have to do this study for like 20 years. And actually, studies of high-fat dairy have now exonerated high-fat dairy. So that's the other part of this. The extra virgin olive oil saw a small drop in LDL cholesterol, which is good, maybe. And, you know, the Mediterranean diet certainly bears this out. It's a heart healthy diet. They saw a 5% rise in HDL. So that's better than butter when it comes to the cholesterol profile. But what's interesting is that, and this is a real surprise, with the coconut oil, after 4 weeks, as with the olive oil, the coconut oil group experienced virtually no change in LDL cholesterol. So it didn't go up, it didn't go down, but they had a significant 15% rise in HDL cholesterol, which was better than butter, and even better than olive oil, making coconut oil the most heart-healthy fat by far. Well, you can't necessarily conclude that, because at the end of 25 years of consuming, this study should go on for more than 4 weeks. It should go on for 20 years or 30 years. And then they can determine, you know, regardless of the cholesterol result, do people not have cardiovascular disease? Do they survive longer? So the inference is that people who consume coconut oil might experience a dramatic drop in their risk of developing heart disease or stroke. I mean, this is the cholesterol hypothesis, after all. I mean, we base our use of statins on their ability to lower LDL and improve the cholesterol to HDL ratio. Unfortunately, statin drugs lower both the LDL and the HDL, which is not something that coconut oil does. So coconut oil is the bête noire. It's the nemesis of, you know, folks like Center for Science and Public Interest, who constantly inveigh against saturated coconut oil and palm oil in the diet. And the American Heart Association still proscribes, as opposed to prescribes. They forbid coconut oil because they say, well, it's a saturated fat. Saturated fat's bad for you. Well, turns out in this recent study, not. And there are additional benefits to coconut oil. Coconut oil in a trial involving 40 obese women over 12 weeks consuming 30 milliliters of coconut oil per day. What's that? Like 30 milliliters. That's probably about some equivalent to 2-3 tablespoons, was shown to not only reduce LDL and increase HDL, it also reduced the average waist circumference and total body mass index. That's good. If you don't eat fat, lose weight. Healthy immune function. Coconut oil boosts the immune system via its high levels of lauric acid, caprylic acid, and capric acid, which have antifungal, antimicrobial, and antiviral effects. There is a substance called monolaurin. When you eat coconut oil, your bodies convert lauric acid into monolaurin, which has been shown to treat viruses and bacteria that contribute to diseases such as herpes and influenza. It's sometimes prescribed as a supplement, monolaurin. Well, it comes from coconut oil. Reduced skin issues. If you've got skin problems, apply it to your skin. It helps acne. It helps skin inflammation, atopic dermatitis. Cancer prevention. The medium-chain fatty acids found in coconut oil have even been shown to kill off certain cancer cells, including those involved in colon cancer, breast cancer, and endometrial cancer. So there you have it. I mean, you know, it's a hot-button issue. Coconut oil is good. Coconut oil is bad. I'm a big fan of coconut oil. I use it topically as a pre-shave before I apply the shaving cream. And it really helps my skin stay moist in these harsh, dry winter conditions. And I also consume a lot of coconut cream and coconut milk. It's a great way to have fruit and, you know, up your healthy fat intake and produce satiety. You know, eat a bowl of fruit that's just plain or with skim milk. It doesn't give you much in the way of satiety. But when you have it with coconut cream or coconut milk, it really suppresses your appetite for many hours afterwards. The fat is something that has a great satiety value. So you get your healthy fruit, a little bit of fruit, maybe throw some nuts in there, some flaxseed or some chia seeds, and you know, there you have it. That's a great snack or dessert, and very satisfying, very natural, No synthetic ingredients. And good for you. Also, in one thing they don't mention here, the neurological effects. Studies suggest that, you know, as we talked about earlier with the caller who was interested in ketogenic diet, well, mainstay of the ketogenic diet is coconut oil. And coconut oil has been proposed as a way of treating or ameliorating dementia or Alzheimer's disease because it helps in the generation of ketone bodies, which the brain then utilizes for fuel. So many, many benefits of coconut oil, and this recent study supports that. Okay, there have been reports that green tea may be harmful to the liver. This is something that I think came out in Consumer Reports. So many people are asking me, green tea, is it bad for your liver? And, you know, we even encourage consumption of green tea concentrates like EGCG for cancer prevention, for brain protection, for its thermogenic effects. It actually has a mild thermogenic effect. It revs up the metabolism, helps to promote and support weight loss. So are we doing our livers irreparable harm with green tea or EGCG consumption? This study from, let's see, where is it? It doesn't say, but green tea consumption and the risk of liver cancer, a meta-analysis. They did a study of the effect of green tea on liver cancer. Liver cancer very common in Asia. And what they found was there was a great deal of protective effect of green tea consumption against liver cancer. The incidence of liver cancer was reduced with increasing years of green tea intake. There was a significant dose-response association found between green tea drinking and liver cancer risk. The downward trend was most obvious when the consumption of green tea increased to up to about 4 cups per day. So, you know, I don't know how much more green tea you're going to consume. I personally don't care for it. I take EGCG capsules. But green tea may not only not damage the liver, but its consumption may have a preventive effect against liver cancer. Now, one caveat, if you have severe liver inflammation, cirrhosis, it might be an acceptable caution not to take high-dose EGCG, just pending the outcome of future studies. But for ordinary folks, and even for folks with fatty liver disease, which is another common liver ailment, far more common than liver cancer, some studies suggest that moderate consumption of green tea is helpful, not harmful, for that common liver disorder. So let's dispel that. You know, Consumer Reports stick to toasters, refrigerators, compact cars, because your nutrition reporting is highly biased and often inaccurate. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-8255 is our number. We'll be right back with more of Intelligent Medicine.
America, we've got your back for immune health this season. It seems that everyone you know has a cold or the flu. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are the number one natural therapy for boosting immune health at this time of the year. Why are probiotics so good? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, you can enhance your overall immune system. Since its origin over 30 years ago, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics has prided itself on purity in creating this certified vegetarian probiotic supplement, free of gluten, allergens, and GMOs. Natural, healthy fruits and vegetables are fermented for 3 years with 12 probiotic strains to create Dr. O'Hara's trademark postbiotic metabolite blend. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself this cold and flu season. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Amazon.com, as well as Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and natural health retailers everywhere. Get them today.
Mom, my nose is stuffy. Can I have some Clear?
Sure, honey. Wow, your child actually asks for nasal spray? My kids hate the chemical taste.
Well, this isn't a chemical spray. This is Clear.
Clear?
Yep, Clear, spelled X-L-E-A-R. It's the natural nasal spray made with xylitol. It has no chemicals, so it's perfect for my whole family.
How does it work?
Naturally. One spray is all it takes. My kids ask for it because they know it works fast and they even like the taste.
All done.
Do you feel better?
Yep. Thanks, Mom.
Why hasn't my doctor talked to me about Clear?
Good question.
Made with xylitol, Clear, spelled X-L-E-A-R, is the natural nasal spray that's perfect for adults and 100% safe for kids. Clear alleviates congestion caused by colds, allergies, flus, and pollen and dander. One spray is all it takes to keep your entire family clean and clear. So ask for Clear by name. That's X-L-E-A-R at fine retailers like CVS, Whole Foods, Vitamin Shoppe, Sprouts, and Kroger's. Or find a retailer near you at clear.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ron Hoffman here. And I neglected to mention to our caller earlier who was inquiring about the ketogenic diet. You know, those of you, sometimes people apply it for cancer, sometimes people apply it for neurological disorders, sometimes for weight loss. It's great for diabetes. Studies recently suggest that ketogenic diet is actually perhaps the most effective strategy for dealing with type 2 diabetes. So if you want specific resources, I can't think of a better one than this website, Keto Diet App. One word, ketodietapp.com. And they've got recipes, they've got a list of books and ebooks, and an explanation of the ketogenic diet, complete meal plans, meals for people with allergies, a list of net carbs so that you can make sure you really restrict your carbohydrates. There are vegan and vegetarian versions. That's challenging, but you know, you can accomplish it if that's your constraint. There's a list of desserts and treats, drinks and smoothies to make it more palatable. So it is a it's a real commitment, but it's doable. Also, ways of measuring whether you're in ketosis, either with keto sticks or some of the newer devices, which are like diabetic blood sticks, but they measure your ketones, whether you're effectively manufacturing ketones by sufficiently restricting your carbs and encouraging your fat intake. KetoDietApp.com. Okay, this item. If you're free of high blood pressure, diabetes, your cholesterol's okay, you're not a smoker, are you home free when it comes to atherosclerosis or blockage? This question came up in regard to our discussion of the president's physical. Well, think again, because in a recent study, they found that arteriosclerotic plaque was seen in 47% of people who had no known risk factors. So coronary artery calcification was detected in 11%, 23% had carotid artery plaque. And so what that suggests is that just because you have normal numbers doesn't necessarily mean you're free of risk. And that calls for a little more careful screening than we currently undertake. So don't be lulled into a sense of complacency. You're doing all the right things. You may be okay, or you may not. Results may vary. C-section babies, 5 times more likely to develop allergies. This is another reason why we like to encourage vaginal birth, because a study from the Henry Ford Hospital in Detroit, presented to the American Academy of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology, babies born by C-section are more likely to have asthma than babies delivered naturally. C-section babies have an increased risk of food allergies and diarrhea during the first year of life. And so, look, I know there's some instances where you got to just do a C-section. But even after a C-section, you can do something called a VBAC. And the VBAC can enable you to have a normal vaginal birth even after a C-section. It's a, it can be challenging, but it's doable. And that is the preferable way to deliver if you're a mom. So, don't just do this because the doctor has a golf game scheduled that weekend and wants to get it over with. It's worthwhile to hold out for vaginal birth. Diet rich in apples and tomatoes may help repair lungs of ex-smokers. Something in apples and tomatoes may be protective against the effects of smoking, and that may be the carotenoid content or the beneficial polyphenols that are present. This study shows the diet might help repair lung damage in people who've stopped smoking. It also suggests that diet rich in fruits can slow down the lung's natural aging process, even if you have never smoked. And say you live in an urban area like I do, and you breathe the equivalent of a half pack of cigarettes per day, like it's estimated most urban dwellers do. So also, studies suggest that if you are a smoker and you're trying to stop smoking, consuming fresh fruits and vegetables will likely diminish, for one reason or another, it's not clear why, it will diminish your desire for cigarettes. Try it and see if it works for you. And in a new study, that's not a new study, it's a new program, food stamps have been shown to not, I repeat, not improve the health of recipients. There's a higher rate of obesity and degenerative diseases like diabetes, cardiovascular disease, in people who receive food stamps because they, unfortunately, utilize the food stamps for unhealthy food. So there's a new program. It's called Más Fresco in Spanish, or More Fresh in English. Participants get an additional $40 a month to spend on produce. And for each dollar they spend on produce, they get a credit for $2 to be allocated to producing, consuming more fruits and vegetables. So it's an incentive program, and they're trying it out at UC San Diego. And it's a great idea. And we need more, we just can't allocate money by hither and thither and non, desserts, junk food, soda. We should be allocating these precious federal funds towards improving the health of people and not just increasing their budgets to buy junk foods. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Thanks for joining us. Check out our website at drhoffman.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. There's lots more resources to help you become a more intelligent listener.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman for Carlson Fish Oils. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA, and DHA, which support cardiovascular, brain and nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to shelf. They source only the highest quality, deep, cold water fish using traditional, sustainable methods. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity, and 28 of their fish oils have received the highest 5-star rating from the International Fish Oil Standards Program. Carlson is the number one selling liquid fish oil brand in the United States. Carlson's award-winning omega-3 nutritional supplements are available in soft gels and liquid form for those who have trouble swallowing supplements or who prefer this delivery method. For more information, go to CarlsonLabs.com. CarlsonLabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide.